Democratic nominee Barack Obama campaigned in Wisconsin, where state polls show a tight race with his Republican opponent, Senator John McCain. Obama and McCain agree on the need for more government oversight of the financial bailout plan put forward by the Bush administration. But Obama also supports a Democratic-led effort in Congress to include in the bailout an economic stimulus plan aimed at helping working families.
Now, on Main Street, there have been quiet storms going on for a very long time. There have been people crying out for a government that's fighting for them for a very long time, and it's fallen on deaf ears, and that's one of the things that we've got to change in this election.
Obama also blamed the financial turmoil on 8 years of Bush administration economic policies, and said electing John McCain would do little to change the direction of the country.
We can't do this again. We can't put up with 8 more years of mismanagement of the economy. We can't put up with 8 more years of no regulation. Enough is enough.
Senator McCain also expressed some reservations about the government bailout plan during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, another state expected to be close in the voting on November 4th. McCain said he wants a high-level oversight board to monitor the bailout plan. And he also questioned the wisdom of giving Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson broad authority to direct the plan.
Never before in the history of our nation has so much power and money been concentrated in the hands of one person, a person I admire and respect a great deal, Secretary Paulson. This arrangement makes me deeply uncomfortable. And when we're talking about $1 trillion of taxpayer money, trust me, just isn't good enough. We'll not.
McCain told a television interviewer that the current financial turmoil is the most serious crisis since World War II. A week ago, McCain came under attack after saying the fundamentals of the U.S. economy were sound. McCain also told the campaign event in Pennsylvania that the bailout plan should help people remain in their homes and prevent Wall Street executives from profiting from the financial rescue plan.
My commitment to the American people is to fix the Wall Street mess, reform Washington, and most importantly, enact a pro-growth agenda to create jobs for Americans and get this country back on track. That's what I promise you.
The two campaigns also traded new television attack ads. The McCain camp depicted Obama as the product of corrupt Chicago machine politics, while the Obama campaign put out an ad warning about McCain's proposals to deregulate the healthcare industry. Both candidates will also be busy this week preparing for their first presidential debate, which will be held Friday at the University of Mississippi. The subject of the debate will be foreign policy and national security. Two other presidential debates are scheduled, as well as one debate between the two vice presidential candidates, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Sarah Palin. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.